Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and this study of Hosea chapter 6 verses 1 through 3. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, send those by email to BBFOhio@protonmail.com. Or you can mail your letter along with any check or money order contributions to support this ministry to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio 43085. Donations can also be made at bbfohio.com using the PayPal donation button. We now begin our study of Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. This is part 1 of 2.
All right, Hosea 6, 1 to 3. We begin with the current events update. Another fake hate crime in the news, and NASCAR's knee-jerk reaction is disgraceful. What you're seeing is all these people who want to please their liberal masters. It's exactly what you're seeing. And I'm not making a racial thing about blacks. They do serve the Democrat plantation, by and large. The very small number of thinking black people in this country, most black people in this country, follow the Democrats, even though the Democrats kill more black people than any political party in this country with the Planned Parenthood clinics in every black neighborhood. But you black people out there who vote for Democrats, you are self-inflicted in your wounds. But what you also see are a bunch of self-hating white people just looking for an opportunity to bow to the Black Lives Matter golden calf. And like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I will not bow. Never gonna. And I don't care how many people call me racist. If you call me a racist, you're a liar. I'm not a racist. Amen. I'm just not going to go along with liberals. Amen. And that's what they'll call you a racist just because you don't go along with liberals. But there was the news story was a noose was found in the garage stall of Bubba Wallace at Talladega Super Speedway. What a disgrace. Well, that would have been bad if it was actually a race-related act. And, of course, Bubba immediately showed up on all the race-baiter TV and radio shows, like this little queer Don Lemon on CNN. He's a lying sodomite. He's a nasty, filthy, disgusting, lying, reprobate sodomite. Anybody goes on his show to promote something, they're probably wicked. And Mark Dice put this out, which pretty much sums it up. Believe in something, even if it didn't happen. And it didn't happen. Jesse Smollett was asked, and he had no comment. Sound familiar? Nooses? Jesse's was nothing but clothesline. That's all Jesse had. And Mark Dice is known for saying that. But wait, what's this? Proverbs 18:13 in your Bible. He that answereth the matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. And that's what all these people, all the twits on Twitter, who go on there, get triggered and start going off on all this stuff, they have no idea what's happened. You know what? When there's a reported incident, whether it's a crime or not, before you go off half-cocked and start, you know, marching in the streets and that kind of thing, you should figure out what happened first. You know, George Floyd was probably, it may have been what we call police brutality in the sense that they should have let up on him. He ended up dying. But what they didn't tell you is that George Floyd was a criminal. And he was trying to pass the $20 counterfeit bill. And what none of you saw on the news was the 3 solid minutes where he resisted arrest. And they tried to put him in the back seat of the car and he was doing this and he's trying to get away from him. He was filled with fentanyl. as well as coke. Now, if you're a cop and you're trying to keep a guy that's about twice your size from killing you, you'd think different about what happened with George Floyd. There may be some disciplinary action and all that kind of thing, but I want to tell you, I believe that they're going to be let off. It'll be justifiable homicide when it's all said and done. That chokehold, putting their knee on the neck of that guy, as far as the police officer, he was trained to do that. Now, if you want to stop doing that, you don't retroactively punish that cop. That's a fact. Because, see, I put myself in both men's shoes. And if I'm all jacked up on fentanyl and I have a rap sheet, you know, and I'm trying to pass a $20 counterfeit bill and I won't allow them to put me in the cop car and I'm resisting arrest, I'm sorry, but Greg, you deserve what you get. Same thing with that, what's his name, Rayshon? Huh? Rayshon, what was the last name? Rayshon Carter or something like that. I had it on the tip of my brain. But same thing with him. They shot him in the back. Well, if I shoot at a cop like this and get shot in the back, I deserve to be shot in the back. Amen. And that's what he was doing. It was with a taser. Tasers are lethal weapons. They are to use those only when absolutely necessary. It's an attempt at non-lethal, subduing someone with non-lethal weapons, but it can be and is lethal. If you have a weak heart, you can cause someone to stroke. And that cop was defending himself. And so I get in trouble with all these people, but the fact someone's shot in the back doesn't mean anything. If you're shooting with your back to the cop, you're going to get shot in the back. And it's a good thing they had the video of it. That's exactly right. So as Adrian Monk would say, here's the thing. The FBI finds no crime over the noose in Bubba Wallace's NASCAR garage. Says it had been there for months. It was a rope to pull the garage door down, and someone made it look like a noose months ago. Didn't have anything to do with Bubba. NASCAR confirmed that a garage pull rope had been fashioned like a noose and put in the stall as early as last fall, long before the stall was assigned to Bubba. See, you just have to wait and get the facts. And once you get the facts, you're like, oh, okay, that explains it. Move on. Next. Now, the bad guys are the ones pointing out the obvious fact that he lied. Kurt Schilling, who was fired from ESPN for saying that a man is a man and is not a woman. That's why I don't watch ESPN. And he compared Bubba Wallace to Jesse Smollett. Quote, it was all a lie. Kurt Schilling's telling you the truth. And he's being roasted for it. Just as a reminder, George Orwell said this, quote, during times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act, end quote. I have a feeling that through no desire of my own, it's looking like you and myself, anyone here who wants to join with me, we're going to be able to be revolutionaries. Amen. All you have to do is say things that are true. And you're going to be in trouble. Homosexuality is a sin. Amen. You're going to get locked up. All lives matter. Statement of fact. On and on it'll go. In other news, a man is horrified as his kids give him a noose for Father's Day. Yeah, Martha or anyone else can't see that. It's a tie. It's a necktie. I've joked about that for years. I was a Southern Baptist, then an Independent Baptist. Originally, I was a Free Will Baptist. All those Baptist groups, preachers always had to wear a tie. And forget it, you know. And they dress like they're in the mafia most of the time. And you know what? I've always said Baptist preachers are the only people who bring their own noose. I've always said that. I said that for years. But you know what a tie is supposed to be? It's a bib. Yeah, tie is a bib. That's original use. Now, there's no use for it. No one uses it as a bib. It's just some stupid thing hanging off your neck. It just makes no sense. It's like, you know, having a lip ring. You ever seen those, you know, tribes have the lip, you know? It serves the same purpose. If you want to wear ties, I tell Johnny wears ties. He's not here, but I'm pointing where he's at. And it's, you know, I'm not against you wearing a tie. I'm just against you trying to make me wear a tie. That's what I'm against. All right. Now we're going to have a second current events update, another subject. Because this is tied into our Bible study. But it is a current event update. Jews are leaving the United States of America. I made a comment a couple of weeks back in one of our studies how that you'll know America's in trouble when the Jews leave. They take their money with them and work, talent, and all these, you know, white boys and whites, blacks, Latinos, all of them that are anti-Semitic. They make terrible choices. They've ruined their life, and they want to blame somebody, so they blame the Jews. And that the fact that even when the Jews leave, it won't stop. You know, in Japan, there's no citizens in Japan. Last I checked, there's no citizens that are Jewish, and yet they have a massive anti-Semitic movement in that country. Wow. It's not intellectual; it's spiritual. Now, the Jews are leaving and thousands are set to immigrate to Israel in the coming weeks. This is a website where if you're a Jew and you want to come to Israel, they call it Aliyah, immigrating. It's called the Jewish Agency for Israel. Every one of us together, connecting the global Jewish family since 1929. And this is an article posted on United with Israel. 14 planes will bring new Israelis home from America this summer. This is from the article. The Aliyah organization, Nefesh B'Nefesh, announced Tuesday it signed a deal with El Al Airlines to bring new immigrants to Israel on 14 planes or flights leaving from the United States over the next 3 months. The announcement comes in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, creating an unprecedented increase in Aliyah interest from North American Jews. In May alone, Nefesh B'Nefesh reported its highest number of calls and applications since the organization was founded in 2002. I made that comment 2 weeks ago. I was talking about the future. It's happening. Yeah, and I'm going to mention that, but that's true. But I want to tell you this. I don't always get like melodramatic or anything, but I want to tell you something. This really concerns me. This really concerns me. We're seeing more and more people go off the deep end away from the King James Bible, away from dispensationalism. Churches that once agreed with us on all these matters are now standing against Israel openly, publicly. And you got these idiots like Chuck Baldwin and Tex Mars and Steve Anderson and these guys who were once respected among evangelical Christians are now totally satanically driven against the Jews. And it's just increasing. And now they're starting to go home. You want a country without the Jews? Only one thing will be worse for America is that's when the church is raptured. But what you're seeing now, I am telling you, based on all that we're seeing now, this is the icing on the cake. You better get ready. I think America is about to go into a Great Depression. I think you'd better start stocking up. No, don't call Jim Baker and get his survivalist materials. But you better start stocking up some food. You better have some cash. And more than anything, you better have some guns and ammo. you better get your guns and get your ammo. Not only will it be handy when someone's trying to come in and rape your family and take all your belongings, but you can also barter with that. The guns and ammo will be worth something. It'll be like gold. Now, the rapture can happen and we're out of here. Praise God. But I'm going to repeat it over and over because Christians are some of the numbskullest people in this country I've ever met. They cannot get it through their head that God has not told you you will not be persecuted. They've been persecuting Christians for 2,000 years, and Americans are a bunch of spoiled brats. They don't understand that we have been blessed, but there's nothing keeping us from being persecuted except for the mercy of God. Bible prophecy has nothing to do with you being persecuted. The seals, vials, trumpets, you won't see that. But you can see like they've done in Cuba and China where they line Christians up and just shoot them down. Like they are in China, just bulldozing your houses. Imprisoning people like they did in Russia and send you off to Siberian camps. This concerns me. Nefesh B'Nefesh is the website. That's a screenshot. Continuing our mission, helping you realize your Aliyah dream. A-L-I-Y-A-H. Get that in your head. That's what's happening. Aliyah. That's all the Jews are going home. Now, I'm not shocked, except I kind of hoped all this would happen right after the rapture. But I've said for years, I can't see anything in the scripture that says it will not happen until after the rapture. I just hoped because it wasn't happening. So I'm thinking, well, maybe it's not going to happen until the rapture. Well, things are changing. Is God using the COVID-19 pandemic? He is. He's using this COVID-19, which I believe is man-made, released in Wuhan. And they want to gripe and moan about Donald Trump calling it the Kung Flu. Blow it out your ears, liberals. I'm not putting up with you at all. Amen. I don't want you in my presence any more than I want Satan himself in my presence. If you want to talk to me about the gospel, about the Bible, about Jesus Christ, we'll talk. Otherwise, get out of my face. And God is using the COVID-19 pandemic to bring Jews home in preparation for the rapture, possibly. Instead, I always said maybe what's going to happen is rapture happens and then all the Jews leave. Maybe God's going to go ahead and get them all out of the way and out of here before the rapture happens. Ezekiel 11:17 says, therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries, including America, where ye have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. 2019 was Israel's best year of the decade. In other words, what we're seeing now is bigger than last year, and last year was the biggest of the decade of Aliyah. Over 3,000 immigrants moved to Israel from the Middle Eastern and other countries with which Israel has no diplomatic relations. That's not counting the ones like us. That's talking about countries where there's no diplomatic relations, 3,000. More than 250,000 immigrants moved to Israel in the past decade from 150 different countries.
Wow.
And now it's being stepped up. According to estimates published by the Jewish Agency on Sunday, the main countries of origin were Russia, Ukraine. You get the Jews out of there, Gog Magog's all set up.
Yep.
France, United States, and Ethiopia in that order. The figures also show that an estimated 34,000 immigrants came to Israel in 2019, the largest number for any year in the past decade.
Wow.
The Bible repeatedly prophesies that this will happen right as the Great Tribulation begins. Isaiah 43:5, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. 150 different countries.
Amen.
Being fulfilled right before our eyes. And most churches on Wednesday and Thursday night have 10 or 12 people in them, even though their Sunday services are 200 or 300.
Yep.
And on those Sunday services, they get nothing but pig slop.
Yep.
Hog slop. They're not being taught any of this stuff. They're not being taught the Bible.
That's true.
Right as it's happening right in front of our eyes. That's your current events update. Real quick, you have a comment or a question before we get into the actual study. Yeah, John?
I was just going to mention,
Jenny,
might actually be better to
just coffee. Thank you.
I think we might prefer Satan, because at least, like the Bible says, we can, you know, if we resist it, we'll flee.
Yeah, that's the point, is we don't want either. Yeah, I don't prefer either one. No preference required. Amen. God does not tell you to hang out with the sinners like all the Laodicean Christians. Hey, you know, just like Jesus hung out with the sinners. You sit down with the Bible and ask them to show you where Jesus hung out with the sinners. He didn't just hang out. He went to the sinners and presented himself. He preached to them. He didn't hang out. Hey, what are you listening to? Is that Led Zeppelin? Hey, pass that thing my way. You know, that's their Jesus. That's their Jesus. He wasn't. He's a figment of their imagination. Jessica? Well, now, that's why week in, week out, we teach like we do. And I urge you to day in, day out, be in the Word, be in prayer, and there'll be no fear. We don't fear man who can kill your body. We fear the one who can kill the body and then throw you in hell. But because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we don't have that fear. So all I can tell you, if you want to know if you're going to be all right, yeah, you might end up killed. You might end up a martyr. I mean, this softball gospel that's preached to everybody. Come to Jesus and He'll make your life wonderful and all your dreams will come true. You know, that's a lie. You deserve to be burning in hell for eternity. The alternative is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
And in the meantime, whatever you have to go through in this life, He will give you the strength and the grace to go through. And then once it's over, you will live eternally glorified like Jesus in His presence forever and ever and ever.
Amen.
That's your two choices. And I like the choice presented in the gospel. I choose Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. But the thing to do is get so filled with the Word of God that you have the courage to face whatever comes to you. And, well, most churches don't even have a Bible. So we're going to see a lot of Christians make shipwreck and fall. Yeah, Janie?
Well, I put my sign out when I got home from church. And people were going by and making comments. And one person started walking towards my apartment.
Yeah. What you also could do though is take a little piece of paper and write "electrified, touch at your own risk," and then and tape it to the bump. Yeah. There's more people out there who agree with us than you'd think, but they just won't speak. They won't stand up. But Brother Sean will tell you stories about signs being stolen out of the yard. So, listen, you know, I don't want to see anybody get hurt. But you know what? That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to stand and be willing to suffer for His sake. And this Black Lives Matter is not a political movement. They want to destroy the Judeo-Christian foundation of this country. And if they could, they will close all the churches down. They are calling for the tearing down of all the Jesus statues now. Now listen, I'm against Jesus statues. I don't support that, but you don't miss the point. To them, there's no difference between that church with the statue and you.
Yeah.
And they're coming after the statues first. They get the statues, they're coming after your buildings and you next. That's why you're going to have to take a stand. The question is it now or are you going to wait till it's too late? That's the question. All right. Well, let's open the word of prayer, and then I'll get this in here in the next 20 minutes or so. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this truth of Scripture that helps us understand the current events. Thank you for the Holy Spirit and the Word of God that gives us the courage to stand. We pray more and more Christians will get back to the King James Bible, fill themselves with the Word of God. As Jesus said, these words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life, and they'll be filled with the Word of God and be able to take a stand. But even if no one else stands, we will stand, even if we stand just alone, but we're never alone because we're standing with you. Help us to understand as we read this wonderful text in this wonderful book, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So we're in Hosea 6, 1 to 3. And like I said, that current events update ties into our study. And we begin Hosea 6 with another prophecy predicting Israel's restoration. Specifically, as we're going to see, in our day. And so let's read those first three verses. If you're there, read it with me. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain upon the earth, unto the earth. God's people say amen.
Amen.
In these three verses, Hosea speaks of the end times, and he's pointing to our day, specifically. Verse 1 says, come and let us return unto the Lord. So this isn't just talking about what we're seeing today in the physical return of Israel to the land. This is talking about a time when they will return to the Lord, not just to the land, but to the Lord. And that's not happening yet. And it results in a spiritual return. We'll call it that. And we'll see this again in verse 3 when we come back to that. But look at this fulfilled in Zechariah chapter 12. Beginning of verse 9, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 9 through 11. Verse 9 says, and it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Of course, Joel 1 to 3 talks about this. He will destroy them who parted the land, parted his land. And you go back to Deuteronomy, you'll see that the land belongs to God. And it says his eyes are upon it all the time. And so we're reading about this. It shall come to pass in that day. Talking about the day when he will bring the Jews back in the land and all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Now read verse 10. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Now look at that. It's Jesus they're talking about there. They're going to look upon me, it says, whom they pierced. The Jews were responsible for the death of Jesus Christ. The Romans performed the act, and all sinners have the burden of having put him on that cross. But it is the Jews he's referring to here, looking upon me whom they pierced, and it says, they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That only begotten son, his only son. And then it also says, as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. And Jesus is also called the first begotten from among the dead. Meaning, we will be